This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump says that Iowa is one of the places being considered for the signing of a trade agreement between the United States and China. U.S. and Chinese negotiators are working to finalize a deal in time for Mr. Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping to sign it at a summit in Chile in mid-November. But Chile announced Wednesday that it was canceling the event due to ongoing mass demonstrations. Now the two countries are looking for an alternative location. Mr. Trump says he wants Iowa because the deal was initially focused on agriculture.
I want to get the deal done first, but we're thinking about Iowa. You know why? Because it would be the largest order in history for farmers. So to me, Iowa makes sense. I love Iowa. It's a possibility.
Farmers have been hit hard by the trade war thus far, and Mr. Trump has been trying to assure them that they will come out ahead in the end. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Friday that she expects public hearings to begin this month in the House impeachment inquiry into President Trump. In an interview with Bloomberg News, Pelosi said, "I would assume there would be a public hearing in November," and added any impeachment case against Trump has to be ironclad. White House spokeswoman Stephanie Grisham told Fox News Friday that they are prepared for an impeachment to happen. The Democratic-controlled House voted Thursday to authorize a public impeachment inquiry targeting Mr. Trump. Hong Kong is bracing for another weekend of protests following months of unrest that have plunged the Chinese-ruled territory into chaos. One person said during a news conference Friday that several groups had applied for permits to demonstrate and they had been denied. They also said the groups had appealed the decision. Hong Kong police also defended their crowd control actions on Halloween when riot police fired tear gas to break up crowds. This is VOA News. Thousands of protesters continue to take to the streets of Baghdad on Friday, confronting security forces, including on two bridges leading from the iconic Tahrir Square to the heavily fortified Green Zone where the government is headquartered. One woman died after being struck in the head with a tear gas canister. The Iraqi Human Rights Commission said that more than 150 people were wounded when security forces opened fire with rubber bullets and tear gas. This month's protests in Iraq and similar demonstrations in Lebanon are fueled by local grievances and mainly directed at political elites, but they also pose a challenge to Iran, which closely backs both governments. Firefighters continue to battle blazes in California Friday, including a new fast-moving blaze in Southern California, as forecasters warned of more dry winds that have fueled them throughout the state. Hundreds of firefighters rushed to battle a new brush fire north of Los Angeles late Thursday afternoon, but it quickly consumed nearly 3,200 hectares despite calmer weather conditions to help firefighters throughout the state. Turkey and Russia launched joint patrols on Friday in northeastern Syria under a deal that halted a Turkish offensive against Syrian Kurdish fighters who were forced to withdraw from the border area following Ankara's incursion. Reuters correspondent Emily Spickle.
A new military convoy rolling through northern Syria. These Turkish armored vehicles are heading to join their Russian counterparts. Ground and air units are also involved in the patrol. Overnight, the Turkish Defense Ministry said Turkey had handed over 18 men to the Russians. It's believed they are Syrian government soldiers who were detained in Syria near the Turkish border this week. At one point, this would have been an unlikely alliance. Russia is the Syrian government's most powerful ally, while Turkey has long backed Syria's rebel fighters. The Turkish-Russian deal last week allowed Syrian government forces to move back into areas around the border that they hadn't been to for years.
That is Reuters' Emily Spickle reporting. Meanwhile, intense clashes are ongoing between Syrian Democratic Forces and Turkish-backed militants in northeastern town of Taltmir, despite a U.S. push for a ceasefire. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.